Health systems in our region are coping with a shortage of IV fluids after Hurricane Helene hit a factory in North Carolina that makes more than half of the IV fluids used in U.S. hospitals. WHYY's Alan Yu has more.
IV fluids are essential to patient care in hospitals, for drug infusions, for patients who have lost blood or are too sick to drink or swallow.
IV fluids are one of the key pieces of treatments in a hospital.
Jonathan Stolkamp is the chief medical officer of Mainline Health, which runs 5 hospitals in southeastern Pennsylvania.
It's as ubiquitous as a Band-Aid or a scalpel or anything that's out there. We really can't do our job without IV fluids.
And with the future supply uncertain, Stolkamp says the health system is now tracking how much IV fluid they use and using less of them.
We substantially decreased our burn rate. Are we at the level that we need to be at yet? No, but we're going to continue to work on that and continue to watch our numbers on an ongoing basis.
For instance, if a patient can't drink, healthcare workers might give them a bottle of Gatorade instead of an IV. Right now, they are getting around 40% of their usual shipment of IV fluid. Stolkamp estimates this situation could go on for weeks or even months. This shortage has affected hospitals across the state and the country as well. On Monday, the American Hospital Association asked the White House to declare a public health emergency. Alan Yu, WHYY News.